you're a leading voice, we'll put it that way, in the opposition to the right to farm amendment that we're going to have on the ballot in August. How big an opposition movement are you part of?
Well, I believe it'll be an opposition movement that'll equal 51% of the vote on August the 5th when the citizens of Missouri come out and vote no on Constitutional Amendment number one.
As you read it, it sounds pretty innocuous. It says that farmers and ranchers have a right to farm, and other than the county regulations that can be imposed, their right to farm will be guaranteed. What's the matter with that?
Well, what this does is, and as you know, my family has a farm in Audrain County. Wes Schumeyer, another former farmer from Northeast Missouri, and we have other farmers that have joined Missouri's Food for America. The problem with it is that we have rights today guaranteed by state statute as family farmers. Since 1975, family farmers have been defined by statute and have certain protections that the legislature has passed over the years. This amendment is about taking away the voice of local citizens when it comes to who's going to be their neighbor and how farming is going to look in the future. My farm is going non-GMO with our hog production. I should have a right as a farmer to ensure that the grains I'm raising are not contaminated with genetically modified organisms. Neighbors out in the countryside ought to have the right to know how much hog smell they ought to have and how close confinement should be built by their houses. This amendment is about ensuring the largest multinational corporation constitutional rights here in Missouri so they can do whatever they want to us neighbors out in the country.
But will it have an impact also on people like you and small farmers?
Right now, Bob, I'm farming. I'm happy to be a farmer. I don't have anybody infringing on that. As a matter of fact, Missouri protects me. If you want to move out of your city house or your urban house and move to the country, you can't sue me out of business. You can't zone me out of business. I have those protections today. What this is about is ensuring that a multinational corporation, Smithfield in Missouri, now a Chinese corporation, owns 50,000 acres of Missouri's farmland. We'll be extending corporations of that scale the same rights that I have as a family farmer in Missouri, and that's just wrong.
Well, don't they have those rights anyway as agriculture producers like you are?
They do have certain rights. Missouri does have specific protections for Missouri family farms that's defined by the Family Farm Act of 1975. But you're right. They have certain protections today. What this will do is ensure that there will not be able to be any reasonable guidelines or safeguards on how agriculture will be done in the future in this state. If we want to have setbacks in our local communities for how close a lagoon can be built next to my house, or if we want to have certain safeguards on how much effluent can run into my creek, then we won't be able to implement those safeguards. You understand, Bob, that currently county government, through its citizens, have the right to regulate agriculture through the health and welfare laws. This amendment takes away that local control, takes away the voice of the local people, and it also, amazingly enough, the legislature is taking away their own voice and the ability to pass laws through the state houses to provide these safeguards for the neighbors in the countryside.
Well, I was under the impression that the language that talks about these things will be, as it said, forever guaranteed in this state, subject to duly authorized powers, if any, conferred by Article 6 of the Constitution, which gets to the county authority to enact ordinances.
Would you please, Bob, go read that section. I know you've been reporting for years and probably read it multiple times, but do take note that particular section does apply to first-class counties with charter forms of government. Last time I checked, third-class counties are not first-class counties in Missouri. That restriction was put on by urban legislators in the Senate to ensure that their forms of government would still have a voice, and their local citizens were. But this amendment strips the voice of the citizens in third-class counties, and that's those of us out there in the countryside, where we're the ones that will face the modern practices of industrialized agriculture, and we'll just have to put clothespins on our noses.
I was at Lincoln Days down in Springfield, I guess, in February, and the Republican State Committee adopted a motion to support this amendment. But one of the committee members got up and objected strenuously, and among other things, he said, this thing is written so vaguely that it's going to be a lawyer's full employment proposal in some ways. Was he correct?
It is extremely vague. I read it to be on the broad side, because on any given day, a judge can do what a judge will do. And so I do agree with that person. This isn't a partisan issue. This isn't Democrats and Republicans. There are Republicans and Democrats opposing this. Legislator in St. Joe, Missouri. What we need to do is step back, take a look at this broad language, and then say, is this really good for Missouri? What other industry has constitutional protections to do whatever they want and strips the local voice, either at the local level, the county level, or even at the state house, from being able to put in safeguards for neighbors out in the country?
Another point that he made was that this places these farmers, or these farms, as I think he put it, on a higher protective group, meaning that they are above the due process system of the law. Was he on the right track there?
Absolutely. He absolutely is. I'm uncertain who said that. This is a constitutional protection like no other industry has in the state of Missouri. It gives the same rights as what one would think about our constitutional rights in the 10th Amendment. This is very basic. In the fifth grade, I learned that the Constitution trumps state law. Giving this protection to these multinational corporations trumps my voice as a citizen, either at the local level or at my own state house.
Is this another proposal, a separation proposal, that tries to say that the federal government, namely the EPA, for example, cannot do anything about farming in Missouri in terms of environmental regulations?
The state constitution ultimately can only regulate EPA to a certain limit. What this really does, as you pointed out, because the protection or the exception here is only as to first-class counties with a charter form of government, it strips the voice of local citizens in the rural counties from being able to have an opinion about how agricultural development will occur. That's the biggest crisis in this amendment, and is stripping our local voice.
When some farm groups here in Jefferson City had a news conference last week, several of them referred to the idea that this is a reaction to the Humane Society of the United States coming in and proposing outrageous laws regulating agriculture. Does the Humane Society of the United States have agriculture, mainline agriculture in Missouri, so spooked that they need something like this?
Well, I would leave that up to them to answer as whether or not ag is so spooked. What I would say is that Wes Schumacher opposed Proposition B, and I supported Proposition B. Farmers can differ as to whether or not dogs ought to be stacked over the top of each other with screened floors and what kind of an environment that they should be raised in. What I will say is that it is an example of the citizens of the state coming forward with an initiative petition. It wasn't the HSUS. It was the majority of Missourians voted for Proposition D and basic standards for how puppies would be raised in this state.
Okay. Well, the groups that had their press conference last week are the big name groups in the state in terms of agriculture, and they're going to have a certain amount of money behind them, I guess, to promote this. Can your people match them in terms of financing to run an effective counter campaign?
Well, I think you ought to call Eric Cantor and ask him whether money can buy an election. This is about the people of this state and whether or not we will have certain basic rights to have our voice heard at our local level and at our state level, and whether or not an industry, an industrialized ag model, should be able to have the right to do whatever they want to the citizens in the rural area.
Now, you mentioned something at the start about you're raising GMO crops right now and so on. This wouldn't keep you from labeling any of your products as GMO free products, would it?
Well, the we're moving that our hog operation that will feed only non-GMO grains. What this will do in the state of Missouri, if the citizens of the state wanted to label products which have GMO genetically modified organisms in it, it is my opinion that this would prevent them from having such a law that is, and that law is being passed in other states right now.
Would it also prohibit other food labeling that would benefit consumers knowing what's in their food?
Yes, it would. So if you want to know whether there was additional hormones put in the milk or have labeling laws along those ways, this will prevent citizens from having the right to know what's in their food and additional labeling standards. There's a group of individuals right now that's working to join the coalition, and they're joining because of food safety issues and how this will impact those particular issues like GMO labeling.
Early on, you mentioned something in passing, and I want to go into that a little bit more. Passage of this, in effect, would ban the legislature from taking further actions or further passing further laws on this regard. So is this amendment, are these people who propose this, in effect, gagging the legislature?
Absolutely. You know, they're gagging the voice of the people at the local level. They're saying you don't have a right to make decisions any longer about basic health and welfare standards. Second, the citizen can't even go to the legislature and have their concerns addressed there. So, yeah, it gags the legislator and it gags the citizen. Our hands will be tied as citizens. The only way any standard, whether that's a labeling law or whether that would be basic safeguards for other neighbors in the countryside, would be to also change the Constitution of the state of Missouri. This issue, if nothing else, if you're a person that believes in the soundness of the Constitution, clearly we don't need this kind of language in our Constitution. This should be waged as a discussion as it relates to state statutes. If the multinational corporations want all the same protections, they should go to the legislature and pass those, or they should go to the ballot with initiative petition and ask the citizens to pass it, not put it in the Constitution.